there are individuals who cannot undergo ablation right away or who have reasons to have drug therapy. In this situation, drugs can be given that can either affect the AV node or the accessory pathway. For patients who have concealed accessory pathways, even a simple drug such as digitalis is reasonable. However, digitalis should never be used in patients with manifest pre-excitation since it can facilitate conduction over the accessory pathway and actually worsen the arrhythmias. In general, one can use drugs that block the AV node, such as beta blockers or calcium channel blockers, and these can be effective to prevent AV reentry, but are not the drugs of choice if a patient has a history of a pre-excited tachycardia. In that situation, one should use drugs that exclusively affect accessory pathway conduction or affect both pathway and AV node. These drugs would include the class 1A, class 1C, as well as class 3 agents. Thus, multiple choices are available for this situation and will depend on the patient, any other situations that are undergoing or other concomitant therapy. Again, the overall approach should be a cure